Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
All right, welcome back to The Late Show. We're going to be short, sharp, quick fire, rapid fire, as Timmy Williams said pre-show. A little bit like your sex life, mate.
That was a low blow.
What an intro. What? Just being blindsided. I've got nothing for you, mate. I'm not that quick.
Oh, I am. Don't worry. Kat, welcome back. How are we?
It was really good before that joke.
Yeah, rattled
yeah,
everyone.
That hit the spot. That was good gear.
That's why it's The Late Show, isn't it?
That is why it's The Late Show. Unreal. Now we've got rapid fire questions coming from Kathmandu. Take us away.
All right.
Scissors, paper, rock.
Oh,
scissors, paper, rock.
What was that?
I fucking hate the way he does scissors,
jeez,
paper,
I hope you got that
rock.
On camera.
I did. There was some weird was action disgusting. Going on.
I don't like the
guru.
Pace you go at it. The tempo throws me. Go, Kat. Let's do it.
Rue, you start because I like seeing you shit the bed under pressure.
We've set a very interesting tone today. Okay. Question number one, is it worth holding trades this week and then boosting in round three since prizes don't change until after three games?
Yes, I would be holding trades this week if you can. If you've got Gyro and you've got Spencer Lenu, sure, you have to sort that shit out. But outside of that, I would be trying to hold trades this week. You've only seen one game, small sample size, it's the most irrelevant week of the season. Just sit on your hands. Do not blow your trades too early. Timbo.
Every team setup is different. So, look, if you've got no fires to put out or you've got a few concerns, but you know what, I want to give them another week, give them that extra week. You know, there's still time. You pick these people for a reason in your team. Front row is the big one. Not many people got that right. Terrell May is about the only good one there who delivered, unless you paid up for someone like one of the big, big dogs. So that's the other consideration.
Well done, boys. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Speaking of front row forwards, second question is, who's the best second front row forward mid-ranger if you're starting with Terrell May?
Great question, because there's not a lot of standouts. Despite being in a tough position, I still don't want to pay up top dollar for someone. Tom Flegler scored a try with a line break on the weekend, but the Dolphins have the bye in round three. People looking at him, people looking at Josh Kerr, so they're... I think they're trapped this round, maybe in round four. There was also an injury that game that inflated everyone's minutes. It's a tough position to be in. Guru, I'm going to throw it to you, mate.
And, mate, you know what? I'm going to be completely honest with you. I don't know. And I don't think any of us know. And I think if you're someone on social media that's telling people who the next one is, you're talking out of your ass. We don't know yet. There isn't a great option. Honestly, I think the best hope is Josh Curran getting dual position in a couple of weeks.
Josh Curran, one that he didn't actually get the big minutes on the weekend, but... I still think Reuben Cotter's one of the safer ones at 540-odd K. I don't love him at the price, but I think he's safe if nothing else.
Yeah, are you guys sharing the time on this one?
Yeah, or? Well, I thought of Cotter late.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, fair.
Okay, as long as you agree.
Yeah.
All right, there's a couple of questions about Lomax, and I know, Guru, you're a bit of a fan. So someone said, it's a statement, I want your response. Lomax 2024, Isako.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I'm not convinced the Dragons are going to go as well as what the Dolphins did. The Dolphins finished 13th, to be fair. I think he's got serious potential to be that guy. I still think there's every chance he ends up at fullback throughout the season. If he does, then yes, I think he could be the Isako. He could outdo what Isako did last year.
He could. He could outdo what Isako did. We had a great chat on Beers and Breakevens about one game sample sizes, not just from Lomax, but the Dragons. Everyone tipped him basically for the wooden spoon this season. They were great in round one. They were great in the second game of the preseason challenge. But let's see them do it again. Ideally, let's see them do it again after that. Because if the Dragons of old that we know in recent years come out and they can't score points, it's not going to matter for Lomax. However, on one game sample size, he was terrific and he could be the Isako this year.
On top of that, Lomax has pedigree from the past. We know the sort of player he is.
Cool. Next question. Would you bring in Avarillo or Talau?
Talau, by the length of Flemington Strait. Avarillo, job security, very poor, way more expensive as well. I don't know his exact price top of my head, but I know Tommy Talau is about 280K. He lands in that golden right wing spot, both wings at Manly with Tommy Turbo firing. are awesome spots to be in, but it's also on DCE's edge at that price. Reasonable job security with Jason Saab out for about 6 weeks. I think he's a great buy and should get some decent scoring.
I gave Timmy an extra of my 6 seconds there because that's the answer. That's sorted.
Thanks, mate.
Wow. You guys are so nice to each other.
Yeah. Tell me
about it. Weird.
You feeling right, mate?
I went at you pretty early about your sex life.
There's a lot to climb back from with that one. Okay, guys, bit of a change of pace. Big plans for the Redcliffe trip apart from the footy and live show.
I'll tell you what, can I jump in here very quickly? So the plan was for us to go Saturday, Sunday. Timmy and Maddie, you guys are going Saturday, Sunday. And when we booked this 3 weeks ago, I was like, oh, you know what? That's going to be week two of Jersey Flag. I want to watch my brother Josh play. I'm just going to go up on Sunday so I can watch him Saturday. Shout out to Josh, even though he wasn't picked this week. And I looked at the draw last week. They're the only fucking game on Sunday. So I couldn't have watched it regardless, even if I wanted to. My plans are going to be very low key. I'll be flying up Sunday, fly in, fly out stuff. What are you two doing?
Mate, so I'm not a coward and use my brother's excuse to go and have a beer with the boys. I don't try and weasel out if I can. Me and Maddie said, you know what? Let's get the boys together. What a great chance to go to sunny, beautiful Redcliffe. You know, I've always been a big believer in the Dolphins, so I'll go and have a beer with the locals there and just enjoy it. So we're going up Saturday. We'll be watching the races, watching the footy. See you Sunday.
Imagine calling me a coward for not going to Redcliffe when you didn't come to fucking Las Vegas.
Oh, mate, I'm professional.
Unbelievable. Take us away, Kat.
Oh, this is so funny. All right. Who was the priority trade? Smithies or Duncan or Kai Pierce-Paul?
Oh, Smithies by a country fucking mile and it's not even close for me.
Yep. I only need 4 seconds.
Shock me. I think KPP and Talas are big watchers, but I'm far from convinced. I actually prefer KPP over Talas Duncan at the moment.
Yeah, I'm just going to stick to the question because Smithies was such an easy answer.
Yeah.
All right. Unreal. Good stuff, guys. Now, this is a good one because you're both experts. I want you to summarize this as quickly as you can. How does a trade work?
Whose turn is it?
It's you, Timmy.
Good.
How does a trade work?
Talk us through what a trade is, how it works, how you approach it.
I had a question similar on the Playbook podcast, so I'm going to make it easier for myself. What is the difference between a trade and a trade boost? People don't know what a trade boost is. A trade boost, 5 times in the season of your own choice, you can activate a trade boost where you get an additional trade each for that round. So you get a third trade. As for what is a trade, you trade a player out of your team and a new one in. Guru?
Great question from the Supercoach Spy. Yes, you trade one player out, you trade another in. You only get 46 of them.
46 of them.
Yeah, use them wisely. You want to have a heap once you're at the back end of the season.
Yeah.
Great question, Spy. Very good.
Yeah. Okay.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Can you do a quick, speaking of explanations, can you now do a quick explanation on how to loop?
Roo.
Okay, looping, you have a VC in your team. If he does well, which is 110, 120 plus, honestly, at this time of the year, it might be 100 plus realistically. You then take a non-playing player that is on your reserves. You put them in their starting team. You captain then. It'll double your points. Then your 17th player will be your lowest scoring on your pine. What have I forgotten?
No, pretty well got it there, mate. So obviously the risk is that, yeah, you're the lowest player in your entire 25-man squad comes in and replaces the non-playing player in your 17-man squad. Generally, during the year, you want sort of a score of 140, 150 plus to activate the loophole, as you sort of alluded to briefly, Guru. Early in the year, as we saw last weekend with all the poor captains, it's a little bit different. You can maybe take a 110, a 120, But at the same time, our squads are a lot weaker. So that autoimmunity that comes in could be like 15 points, like a Farmacilli. So risky.
In saying that, like, yeah, have a look at last week. If you would have looped Latrell Mitchell's score,
you're laughing.
You're flying all of a sudden. So it's week-to-week dependent. Early in the season, they're lower scores. As we get closer, as we get further into the season, you're going to want your big 150-pluses, as Timbo said.
Mm. Okay, very nice. Now, Willison to Galvin, is this a trade?
That's an interesting one. No, not yet. Willison, you know, as soon as this week, it wouldn't shock me to see him actually playing, coming off the bench come game day. It might take another week. If there's an injury or two to the Broncos middles as well, he could come in and just slot in and be that fourth front row forward. There still might be some money in him. If you can make that trade in 2 weeks, once we've seen Lachie Galvin, if he looks good, scores okay, more importantly, if he holds that spot, make the trade. Don't need to do it this week.
Sit on your hands with Galvin. Just watch. Take it in. He's got Caesar sitting on the bench. There's just no – I reckon Galvin could be interesting. They've got Appy at nine. They've got Caesar on the bench. I wouldn't be surprised if Galvin actually spends some time at nine throughout this game, in which case he might boost his little base stats up, which I like.
As soon as I saw Galvin named, I'm like, can he goal kick? Please take over from Appy. I don't think he does.
No, I don't think so. But, yeah, just to watch over the next few weeks. And Xavier Willison, honestly, if you're trading him, what – explain to me where you're going to spend that 265K better right now. Everyone sucks. It is what it is. He might not suck. Based on the trials, I think he's going to be pretty damn handy when he gets in.
Willison to Henry next week might be an option.
Potentially. Mm. I'll be trading for Fida before I trade him. Yeah. That's really fucked me. Kat, are we done and dusted?
We're done. I want you to close out the episode with your favourite combo on a burger and then we're calling it quits.
My favorite combo on a burger.
What ingredients do you need to see on a burger?
The ingredients, like I like all the usual stuff. The stuff that I want thrown on a burger that I will always ask for, and shout out to the sandwich shop two doors down that has both of these things, pineapple and jalapenos. They are needed on all burgers.
Yeah, aside from the regulars, I love the jalapeno shouts. One of the most underrated, whatever they are, is on the planet. Fruit, veg, I don't really know or care. If I can get a bit of slice of Swiss cheese, I'm throwing Swiss cheese on as well. Ooh, big Swiss cheese
boy.
Yeah, love a bit of Swiss cheese. And look, if you can add a layer of bacon, why not?
Mm, Swiss cheese, very Coomer of you.
Very Coomer of me.
I love a bit of caramelized onion, guys. It hits. It slaps.
Yeah, caramelized onion's good gear too. Yeah.
All right.
Are we both pineapple people or not?
Nah.
No.
Oh, I love pineapple on a burger. Fuck, it's good.
Nah. Pineapples for a fruit salad, and that's it.
You're a fruit salad, Kat.
You're on fire today. I think we should end this.
A lot of anger.
Yeah, it's been a big 24 hours.
I think you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, but anyway, that happens.
I got two wrong sides of the bed on a Wednesday. All right, we're going to hit the road. Thank you for joining us once again. Anything else before we go, Timbo?
Well, good, mate. Enjoy the late show. It's a good one.
I love the late show. It's good fun. Kat, anything, go follow Kat Haddad at Instagram. We're going to get it to 10,000 followers very, very quickly. Where are we at the moment?
We're under 200 away.
Gone.
Should be there by the time this goes live.
Tell me about it. We're getting there. All right. See you next week. Best of luck this weekend. Have a good one. Bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.